Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension.
Hello and welcome everyone in this transmission on the quantum energetics of the new moon. My name is Sandrine. I'm an ascension and mission mentor and the founder of Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. So yes, I teach the quantum. Well, just a little bit of this to my students. And mentioning my students, we just completed the second module of the Galactic Realms, which means that now we are open for enrollment for the following module, which is called Quantum Architecture. Quantum architecture is going to be mind-blowing. We're going to go deep into the architecture of the cells, so quantum architecture of the cells, with alternate realities and the whole that we are, from the microcosm to the macrocosm. We're going to go into quantum architecture of manifestation, what is really going on behind the scene in terms of manifestation, because we are receiving new algorithms and formulas that are going to revolutionize the way you perceive and you play with manifestation. And we also going to go into architecture of soul purpose and soul missions, because these two are quite different. A lot of people get mixed up, and this is why I will share all of this very potent information about all of this architecture with the students enrolling for the next module. If you'd like to join, I would absolutely love to have you. It's per application, so simply visit my website, sandrines.com, and you can book a chat there. You click book discovery call, there is a little questionnaire so I can tune into the alignment of this container for you, to see if that would be a match for your soul and your soul mission right now, because everything that I facilitate and that I share is always coming at the highest alignment. Anyway, thank you very much for being here. It is my great pleasure to share the quantum energetics of this new moon with you. We are still into this series of gateways leading to the Lion's Gate happening on the 8th of the 8th portal, meaning that the Sirian frequency is very present at the moment. I'm very familiar with Sirian frequency because I have had many experiences in that star system, and I also co-create with advanced Sirians as they help me facilitate in the container of Fractal University. At the moment, we are receiving frequencies that are increasing polarities, so it's going to shift a lot inside of us as long as we are able to stay the observer of the dynamics happening within the self. When we receive blasts of high frequency, like photon lights, activating all the biophotons within our DNA, it means that we are increasing the frequency range of our fractal. If you're not familiar with the architecture of the fractal, this is pretty much this, the foundation of the body of work that I channel and that I teach my students. So when we look at the fractal, the upper reflection is the higher frequency residing within our fractal self. But a fractal, it's not only us as a human being, it is also a cell, it is also a molecule, it is also a DNA, it is like a sequence, a genome, it is also like an organ or the blood flow. It is an emotion, it is an experience. So a fractal represents the microcosm and the macrocosm. This is why it is quantum teaching. All the teaching that I do is quantum teaching, meaning there is always a relationship between the microcosm inside of us and the macrocosm outside of us. So basically, what is happening now with the dynamics that we are being offered? So the upper fractal is basically in the center point, the center, it's basically like it's being blasted with very high frequencies, coming from Sirius and also coming from this photon system that the Earth is moving through at the moment. It's first time in 12,000 years that we are moving through a photon storm like that. So that's pretty dominant into the shift that we're experiencing, triggering ascension and spiritual evolution. It's literally accelerated pathways that we are being offered. So literally, the architecture of the quantum, astrology, all this alignment, everything is perfect. It is so freaking perfect. And here is the first key for you today. It's a strong invitation to always remember that no matter what happens, the universe has your back, because it is very easy to feel that and know that when everything goes as we want and we feel very aligned and energetic and healthy and we have amazing relationship and we're manifesting gorgeous things. But then when things get dense, it is very easy to think, fuck, what did I do wrong? It's probably coming from my karma or my inner child or my ancestors. Actually, there is a strong invitation here to not go down there, because all of that is actually judging the experience and therefore dropping the frequency within the lower fractal of who you are. Therefore, amplifying this lower frequency, we are not residing as observant anymore, because we overanalyze everything. When we overanalyze everything, we are separated from our sovereign self. There is no soul alignment there. But what can we do then, Sandrine? It's easy, and yet it requires practice. We place ourselves as the observer of the information we receive. So in this transmission, for once, I will talk more about COVID and the vaccine, because it has been coming strongly as part of this transmission. Now that the vaccine is rolling out, I personally receive more and more messages from people asking me my opinion about this situation, these experiences happening within the collective. So the matrix system at the moment is experiencing the dynamic of the virus and the vaccine, and this is simply an experience. This is an experience offered to us so we can stay soul aligned and so we can place our human self in a position of receptivity and being the observer of the information we receive. So many humans fall into the trap of overanalyzing, tapping into their own fears and limiting beliefs. We need an opinion. We need to know who's right, who's wrong, what is really going on behind the scene. If we can take a moment to actually realize that we don't have a fucking clue and we will never have, because we can't analyze with a magnifying glass every, you know, person ruling this, deciding that, like, we don't actually know. Like, it's all opinions, it's all suppositions, it's all imagination. And this is not to say that to a certain extent we feel that there is a higher truth to certain narrative, and that that higher truth is not there in other narrative. It's not that we don't need to have an opinion or a belief system. It's that it's an invitation offered by these quantum dynamics of, is it really what I believe? And if it's what I believe, is it uplifting? Because limiting beliefs, they are going to drop you into your frequency of lower fractal. When you reside into the lower fractal self, it means that you reside into the lower frequency of the self. Through fractal resonance, it means that you are going to start activating low fractal frequency residing around you and inside of you. So all of a sudden, from an information that you might be forced to get the vaccine or get like a passport and travel with the vaccine, all of a sudden you have this like, fuck, I don't want this, blah, 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 I don't want that. Or is it really negative? But I feel like I want to be there for my family and for the community. I don't know where to go. Take a breath. All of that is not being sent out. All of that is oscillating. It's nothing about sovereignty. In that scenario, this is a wonderful experience, by the way, offered by the perfect architecture of the quantum for your evolution. Your evolution is always returning to yourself. It's always soul alignment. It is always finding what you resonate with. So if you don't resonate with the narratives around, don't listen to it. Distance yourself. If what you hear over here and what you hear over there create distortion because you don't know which one to believe, choose again to place yourself as the observer. As you place yourself as the observer, you can see that these two are simply experiences. They are experiences offered to us so we can fully choose where we reside. Okay, so I can hear some of you, because telepathy activated, it's like, yes, but Sandrine, like, I must get the vaccine to travel, and if I don't get it, I'm stuck. Like, it's good for you to talk, like, in your beautiful house in New Zealand when you don't need that, but what about me? I completely feel it. I get it. And I have many students in these situations. And I have so much compassion because it is exactly the intensity of these experiences that are coming up with this quantum energetics. It's like creating more intensity. It's like before, it was further away, but now it is coming very close to us. And because we were not able to travel, we started missing it. So many of us are separated from the ones we love. You know, like, I cannot go back to Belgium and see my siblings and my nephews and nieces. I cannot. And yes, that is creating sadness. So I must get the vaccine to go and see them. Yes, but if I take it, it means that, oh, I'm a sheep. Or maybe it's going to kill me and I'm going to have a slow death. All of that, because I'm like you, I'm a human. So this happens to me. All of that starts oscillating within the fractal. So everything that I do is that I meditate. Meditation, ta-da, big flash information. Meditation is always the must because it's gonna calm your mind. And when the mind is very agitated, we are out of alignment. So I'm going to throw a little bomb here. And this information I really want to share because this is part of this quantum transmission. So my actor and friend MLK, who is always by my side, I'm not channeling him right now, I'm just channeling him. And he wants to remind us that more than ever, this quantum dynamic is here to remind us that what we believe in, we are going to create. And that basically, if we believe that the vaccine is going to affect us, then it will. If we believe that it will not affect us, if we believe that we vibrate at such high level of frequency because we live in love, because we trust, because we know that God, the universe, has our back always, then it will be neutralized. The information is that, yes, the vaccine, the substance in itself, it is not good. It is not good. We would rather avoid it, like we avoid chemicals. I've always avoided all vaccines. This one is not a new one for me. But at times I have had to take it. And at times I have had to put like this chemical in my body to feel better. But when we resist something that is coming so strongly in us, that is literally what is creating the distortion, the separation in the self, and therefore we drop into a lower fractal. Because of the principle of fractal resonance, which is one of the law of the quantum, it means that if I strongly believe that it's going to affect me and that I'm going to die a horrible death and like first lose my mind and all my limbs because, you know, like that's what the vaccine does and I'm going to be microchipped and they're going to know where we are. Like basically it's already happening with our phone. So like who cares really? All of that is going to be in my lower fractal. So I'm already going to vibrate fear. I vibrate fear so strongly that what I'm going to attract are low emotions. I'm going to be sad, I'm going to be scared, I'm going to be angry, I'm going to be frustrated. I'm going to talk into that a bit later, MLK says, because there are some important dynamics of self-empowerment through this. So bear with me here. So what I'm sharing with you is that more than ever, we are offered the perfect architecture to become super conscious humans. We are, after all, on a process of accelerated evolution, right? So let us use that. Let us use that to become neo-humans, super conscious human. When we observe all of these dynamics, we can say, okay, I relate to this content that Sandrine is sharing. I relate to this content, and this is the situation in my life. And I do not really know, actually. I don't really know what my belief is anymore. That is wonderful. Raising questions and finding ourselves a little bit lost, but not triggered all over the place, more like, I'm often like that with this situation, by the way, myself, which is a wonderful way for me to see what I can heal and alchemize so I can become more conscious. I observe all of that and I raise a question. Raising a question is literally creating an effect within your energetic field of, like, this is the way I see it visually. It's literally like creating little antennas out in your outer layers of your energetic field. And these little antennas basically are scanning the quantum, are scanning the matrix, are scanning the systems, the vortex that you are in for answers. So it means that if consciously you don't know the answer, you just know that the belief system and the fears that you have are not serving you because, like, it freaks you out, you're really scared. Like, you can have so much compassion, you know, like, I have so much compassion because at times my human is like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it's happening. We knew it was happening, but it's happening. It's like, deep breath, human, deep breath. So these little antennas are simply going to look for higher frequency answers. And this is how we start increasing our consciousness. So the quantum energetics of this new moon are bringing enhanced polarity. It enhances the polarities within the self for the perfect purpose of alchemy, healing, and increasing our consciousness. Isn't it wonderful? I think it's wonderful. A question as simple as, how can this situation be the best situation for me? Any type of situation that you're experiencing with yourself, your own processes, with your friends, your family members, your partner, with your work, with society, COVID vaccine, and so on, how can this experience be the best experience for me right now? How can I rise up to the occasion to create new beliefs, to find more soul alignment? Thank you, God. Thank you, Son. Thank you, the universe. I know that you're here. I know that even though I really don't know, I really don't see it, deep down my soul knows that you have my back and that I have my back because I'm a fucking badass soul. I'm a warrior. We all are warriors, especially you listening to this. Most likely you're very coded for warrior codes, also divine revolutionary codes, because you're listening to this and you're like me. A lot of the time, like, people who listen, it's like, oh my God, like, we are so similar. I say, I know, this is exciting. Soul tribe meeting. Anyway, I get too excited. So it means that we find unity through observing the increase in polarity, the increased tendencies of society and our human to look for separation. Because it is very much the dynamic that's happening. Some people have the belief system that there is a really dark agenda happening in the world regarding the situations mentioned. I will not speak about that. That's beliefs, by the way. It's only beliefs. Everything is beliefs. This is how we create a reality. It's an invitation for people who have these beliefs to observe that the separation it brings is actually the darkness that they condemn and that they judge to start with. Because what we see outside of ourselves is actually what's happening inside of ourselves. And that's a very hard pill to digest because Maybe, like these beliefs are true, but as a matter of fact, for a long time we won't know, we might never know. And this is losing energy, this is creating separation in ourselves and with other people. What do our family members believe? What do our friends believe? Our neighbors believe? We want to convince them. We call them sheep. We call them gullible and blah, blah, blah. Well, actually, that's all being out of alignment because it is projections after projections after projections. This is such a perfect dynamic happening at the moment that we can see that we are doing that. It's like, fuck, I'm so doing that. Great. Be super kind to yourself, because when you listen to this kind of transmission, what actually happens is that your consciousness is increasing because you are coming upon new information. So you didn't know that before. So always be so kind and compassionate with your past human. Like my past human an hour ago, a day ago, a week ago had all of these narratives, because my past human didn't have the level of consciousness that I have in this very present moment. So in this very present moment, I observe density in my head. When you receive transmission from me and you observe density in the head and heat in the body, it's simply because you are receiving literally upgrades and sometimes even cosmic surgery. Say hey Arcturians, hey Sirian friends and other galactic friends. It's because literally your neurons start firing in different ways. Neurons that were dormant all of a sudden wake up and they are all excited and they create new neural pathways, therefore increasing your ability to think differently, increasing your power into rewiring your brain. This is why questions are so important. Questions are some of the most powerful quantum tools that I always teach my students as part of Fractal Alchemy Quantum University and all my students. It's like, raise a question. When you feel lost, raise a question. So yes, so what MLK is reminding me to do is that it is very important to observe what the dynamic, what the architecture offered to us at the moment is triggering inside us, so we can heal and alchemize ourselves, which I what I have just talked about, you know, like observing our frequency, our belief system, our fears and so on. But it is also a wonderful indication of a pathway of evolution to anchor more of your soul mission. How is that? Is that, here is the thing. We are all coded differently. Ta-da, we are all different. Ta-da, flash news, right? So we are all unique projections of the divine. It means that for some of us, we were born on this planet with certain codings and certain formulas already existing within ourselves that are there to activate certain frequency of revolutionary, for example. I work a lot with divine revolutionaries, and it is very interesting to observe how this unique coding acts through different humans, through different soul and different situation. Some divine revolutionaries, when they observe what is happening in the matrix system, they get very fired up and angry and they want to change the system. Wonderful, wonderful. We are here to find our unique soul blueprint codes so we can magnify that and amplify that and anchor the next level of our mission. For that, it's important to observe where our passion is. But when we come in greater conscious awareness of a code that we have and that is really anchored as part of our mission, we go into the center point of our fractal, bam, our heart center, the seat of our soul, and we observe the reaction. Because here is the thing, there is a lot of aggression in the world right now. It's not flash news either, it's always been the case. Humanity is not mature. So most humans are lacking very strongly maturity. You know, like it's like a teenage attitude all over the world. Like,
she said that to me, he said that to me. I don't know, who do you believe? I believe her. No, I believe her. Beep, beep, beep. I hate you. Oh, you eat this? Oh, it's very bad to eat this. Poo, poo.
And so on and so on. There's zero maturity in the world. hopefully lots of mature, advanced, enlightened beings are here. We can see that. I talk for myself as well, of course. And getting sidetracked by my little story is that maturity, soul aligned maturity, comes from the understanding of our reaction. So I'm very fired up with everything that's going on. Or the way animals are treated, the way children are treated, the way politicians speak, I'm very activated. That's great. But if I have aggression in me, it's simply going to be like this all the time. I'm right. No, it's me. I'm right. No, it's me. Beep, 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 beep. And like, it doesn't end. And by the way, when I'm like that, it's not even that I'm going to talk to my prime minister. Like, I don't happen to have her phone number or to bump into her in the street. I don't know about you, but that doesn't really happen. So basically, this fight is happening internally. So we are so pissed off and we start sharing that with others and like, oh, I'm so pissed off and so on. But it's like eating. Like, this fire energy is not channeled at the highest. It's not soul aligned. That is aggression in the field. It is lower fractal frequency. So what do? We come back to our center point of creation, our heart. We are the observer, the angel behind our human. We observe, oh, look at my human, Sandrine. She's very excited, very fired up with this situation. She's very pissed off. She's very angry. She's judging. She's basically, she has a lot of aggression in her field. Great. I love this. My human, Sandrine, very triggered. Let's go deep. What is triggering my human Sandrine? It's lack of freedom. For me, I don't have any opinion about the actual profound toxicity and ripple effect of the COVID and the vaccine as much. Like, I don't really, you know, like, this is not there. But what I'm very conscious of is that for me, this is an unacceptable situation because it touches our sovereignty and our freedom. One of the primal code that I am here to bring as a sovereign soul through my different missions pillar is freedom. I look more for freedom everywhere than I haven't done before. Every structure, every architecture of human society that consciously prevents human from being free, literally I'm like, what the actual F? Fuck. Eh? So I observe that and I'm like, great. So now from the lower fractal of this dynamic of increasing polarity through what's happening at right now, it's like my human Sandrine first is very angry. But because I observe that, I can see that because one of my so-called is freedom, and I can see that this experience that I'm receiving in my field really is not aligned with freedom. And when I realize that, I already calm down because I'm more soul aligned. Basically, I'm talking with my soul and I'm like, actually, for me, it's really the sovereignty and the freedom of people that is really bugging me. Great. So now, as more conscious human, because I understand this process, what would a wise woman do in this situation? I can speak up about it calmly. I can observe in my life. Everywhere, all the areas where I'm not fully free myself, because if I observe that in my external reality, chances are that there are still data and programs in me resonating with that. And so what do I need to heal and alchemize inside of me? Where do I feel trapped and not free in my life? And then I can also choose my actions. Some people are here to take more actions, like organize, like march, like, you know, marching on the streets, manifestation, like manifestation is actually the French word, it's poor translation, my apologies. It's like my French is sometimes rushing in. So is what are actions that I could actually take? So for me, I can be honest with you, I have had all of these questions about how much do I have to share in terms of this information, that information, what is happening? And every time I wanted to share, there was this very strong intuition that was just going to basically put oil on the fire and bring more aggression, because I was not enough integrated in my soul. I was not even enough aligned with my greater truth to speak up about those dynamics. I needed to mature. I needed time. So this is what I have done. I haven't really spoken about that much, because it would have still come from a place of misalignment, aggression. So now that I observe this, for me, what is really the highest coding presenting itself through this dynamic is the way I cherish freedom for myself and for humans in general. I want humans to be as free as possible. That is wonderful. Is it for me that I need to start organizing movements and so on? No, that I don't see myself do that, and that is completely fine. How does this relate to my mission? Well, I teach about this part of my quantum teaching, like the four primal codes that I downloaded and that I teach extensively: love, connection, freedom, and abundance. It's totally part of that. So I'm going to talk more and more about freedom. I'm going to talk more and more about what it means to be free. And with everything that I do, I'm already going to honor that in the relationship that I create as well. If I create a connection with a friend or with a man or with a woman or with any situation, I'm really holding myself up to the highest standard of allowing them to be free to have their own beliefs, to be free to have their own experiences, their own interpretation of reality. So for me, embodying this highest code that I have found on through this fiery dynamic, through being able to stay present in my fractal, it allows me to activate more of my mission, but it also increases the quality of my relationship with myself and my relationship with others and my relationship with the world. It means that instead of being so judgmental or having so many opinions about situations and people thinking that way or that way, I'm going to really catch myself and say, I'm here to really embody freedom. All of this is coming from me because I need to increase my connection to this high frequency, increase the frequency of the fractal freedom, basically. So it means that when I observe these people having this reaction, I'm going to allow them to be completely free to have them. And to the extent that I'm never going to say anything to change their mind, I'm never going to say anything to try to make them think a different way. What I will simply do is that I will be free myself. I will be free to share if I want to share. I will be free to stay silent if my human stays silent. But I will observe that what's going to come out of my mouth, it's going to be of the highest alignment and not anchor in aggression. I would like to invite you to, every time you want to share something, to pause and for a moment ask yourself, is there aggression in the world that I'm going to share? And if there is, how can you stay silent and not say it? Because being sarcastic can often be an aggression. Passive aggressive, completely aggression. You know, judging or saying like, not going to say anything, but you know what I mean? That's totally aggression. And we are now more and more called into observing all the distortion within the self because of these gateways leading to the 8-8 portal is present now. It means that literally everything in the lower fractal is magnified because this quantum architecture has the law that within a fractal resides a certain degree of variability. And when we are being blasted with a lot of high frequency, which all of us are, by the way, you know, all of us are, and some will receive more than others because they are healthier, because they meditate more, because they are positive, but even the very unhealthy negative humans still receive this activation, this light frequency, this photon to a certain extent. So we are blasted with that. So it means that the increase in higher frequency is so powerful that we must shift here. If we don't shift here, like, we can't elevate our frequency because density is there dragging us down. So if we don't do the work of removing programs, removing limiting beliefs, thoughts, and fears, then that's exactly the tension that we feel in our field. So now, because they say, humans, you have been getting ready for this. So many of you have been asking to shift, to create a new reality. So many of you are ready. Now you have said it, we have heard you, the perfect architecture is present. Are you ready to shift? As you say you did, you were. And then it was like, a lot of humans like, no, I don't like this, I don't want this. I was like, well, test is failed. Repeat. Other intense situation coming into your life. Red alarm, red alarm. Are you ready to see? Are you ready to see how powerful you are? Are you ready to see how much you crave love, connection, abundance, freedom? Are you ready to honor that? Are you ready to see your desires, your dreams, all the seeds that are placed in your heart? Are you ready not only to see them, but to feel them and to own them? Are you ready to be so freaking soul aligned that every breath that you take, every thought that you think, every word that you take, that every word that you say, every action that you take is going to be in perfect alignment with your own magnificence? Do you know that you are the divine? You say that you know, but do you really know? And if you know that, are you going to act like the angel, or are you going to basically freak out with the simplest dense experience arising in your field? Are you ready? Are you really ready to shift? Because through the distortion happening in a reality, through this feeling of intensity, of separation, of lots of information coming, ta-da, welcome age of Aquarius. We have been waiting for it. We have talked about it for thousands and thousands of years. You know, like now that it is here, age of the Aquarius, it's all about information. It's the thoughts, it's telepathy, it's intuition, it's psychic ability, especially with this Sirius portal. Huge upgrades happen on our brain right now. Pineal gland, lots of cosmic surgery happening on the pineal gland. So many activations around that because humans, you know what? You want it. So it is happening. So you are shifting by increasing your intuition, by increasing psychic ability, by increasing the quota of light frequency that you have in your fractal self. Yes, but you must do the work. You must do the work of observing everything in your life that does not align to the bigger version of you. And that is doing the work. That is to be courageous. That is to be consistent. That is go like it's like basically channeling the divine masculine willpower of saying, I will rise up no matter what. And if at times I feel that I haven't passed the test, that I have dropped in my frequency, that I have felt lost and angry and scared inside, great, great. My human had a process. Moving on, I create my reality now. When I'm present in the now, I have access to my full energy. Quantum laws. I have access to my full energy now. So now I hereby declare that it is yet another reset point. Sometimes I just do like pressing, reset point. Like this kind of activators are really wonderful, by the way, like pressing, reset point. Now I reset myself, asking and requesting full alignment of my soul right now. Asking and requesting to be so soul aligned that every time an experience comes trying to make me feel or do what I just did back then, I will see clearly, ooh, it's coming, ooh, it's happening. Yes, 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 yes. Now I am very present. Now there's distance between me and the experience. I am observing this. So now how is my human going to react? Ooh, my human wants to be pissed off. My human wants to be scared. My humans want to be sad. Great. I love you, human. You're so wonderful. You carry so many memories from the past that no longer serve you. You know what? I know I'm the divine. I know I'm the angel. I know I am listening to you. What do you need, human? The human, most of the time, simply needs to reset the nervous system. This is why meditation, sun healing journey, yoga, yin yoga, relaxation, walking in nature. This is why more than ever, it is absolutely fundamental. That is the foundation of spiritual shift. It is the ability to relax the nervous system. Because we are blasted with very high frequency, like our human body is like, what the fuck? Like, honestly, like I still receive like tons of quantum surgery all the time. Again, this morning, literally like after my sea swim, well, it's very cold. I have never felt anything like that. My whole body, my whole systems kind of starting shutting, tum, 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 intense pain everywhere. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then I felt so cold to my bone and then so hot. I was sweating, but cold to the bones. I was like, okay, my human is going through something. What to do? Great. I'm just going to wrap myself up in a blanket. And I'm going to put some healing sound music and I'm simply going to relax my nervous system because I have received so much quantum surgery that literally my cells are like, I don't know what's happening. So it's like literally I relax and then, oh, it's okay. All of this high frequency is okay. It's fine. Because everything is energy, everything is vibration. So it means that yes, totally. Our soul knows everything and we have the total ability to heal and alchemize everything that arises within us. Are you actually doing that? I know I'm not. I'm not healing and alchemizing everything instantly as it arises. I've become pretty good. But still, you know, these processes happen. So yes, the soul shifts like that. The soul has full remembrance. But then this is not the only systems. We have four main systems. In this current reality, we have the physical system, mental system, emotional system, and spiritual system. So the physical system vibrates at a certain level of density. Physical body doesn't shift as fast as our soul or even as our mind. Our mind is much faster at shifting than our physical body. Our physical body has certain processes. So we need to be very patient. Be so patient. When your physical body needs resting, when your physical body is in pain, relax. Don't start going into long fractal reflection thoughts of what did I do wrong? Is this karmic? I got it from that person. It means that no. You are being blasted with very high frequency a lot. And you might not know that. So your physical body is simply saying, okay, so now like turning the volume down, need resting. And sometimes, yes, sometimes I spend days lying down. And what I do is that I don't go into lower fractal. I still channel. I still meditate. I still show up, you know, for my tribe. I still show up for my students. I wire my energy into divine service because this is my mission. So even if my body is going through these processes, I still rise up to the occasion to be the teacher that I am here to be the mentor that I'm here to be. But it means that otherwise I don't do anything else. I might not eat much. I don't do any sport. I don't see anyone. So the quantum architecture of this new moon is of course perfect. It is going to magnify in your field everything that you are so ready to heal and alchemize so you can be more soul aligned, more vibrant, more aware of your mission. So the keys for this transmission, it is really for you to remember this fractal architecture. Always be present in your heart as the observer. Create a distance between you and the information. Between you and the experience that you are having within, or that the experience that you are observing outside of you. That is the first key. Be the observer of your experience. The second key is to relax. Relax as much as possible when you feel the need to. Sometimes we need, on the opposite, to go for a run, to sweat, to be very social. Follow the movement of your human. Your physical body will tell you. Third key. I'm completely gone. I can't remember the third key. Anyway, I'm just going to tune in and ask MLK to bring me the third key. So when you already know that, it's kind of things that you can already start doing. Yes, third key. Thank you. Observe the emotions arising in you. When you have that experience, observe very often the reaction will be strong emotions. Great, welcome that. Yes, I'm going to learn something about myself. What are the lower fractal residing with this emotion? But it's anger, frustration, sadness. Great. Amazing. What is the upper fractal reflection of this experience? What is it that I'm really passionate about here? What is it that I stand for? Freedom, abundance, freedom of speech, anything. Higher fractal experience. How does this relate to me? You're gonna basically understand that you are so passionate, like for me, about freedom. And observe how you play with that. Therefore, you can really be aligned to one of your soul codes because you're so passionate about that. And then observe what are the thoughts around that. Yes, other key, always use quantum alignment. Align everything that you think, that you say, and that you do. This is the fastest way to shift identity and timeline. Sounds easier than it is. And yet it can be easy, it doesn't have to be hard. But observe, when you have this higher coding, this light bulb, I'm passionate about that. So how do I actually align with that in my life? Do I really feel free in my relationship? Do I feel free in my body? Or does my body feel really sluggish and tight and constricted? Oh, maybe I can change my diet and I can do yoga so I have more freedom in my body. Maybe I'm gonna not see all of these people anymore that are not really of the highest, then I have more freedom to create new relationship with people. Maybe I observe that I don't really allow others to be free because I'm so judgmental about what they should think and what they should see that I see that they don't. Can I also really be so soul aligned that I understand that they have a perfect experience for themselves right now? And that they are having the reaction regarding the level of consciousness that they have. And this is how you're going to start increasing the quality of your experience. And this is a reminder from MLK that there is a lot of activation happening for all humans. Well, all humans that... all humans are receiving photon lights. But some humans receive activation and quantum surgery at night. And that is always in perfect agreement with the soul. There is nothing that you receive that you don't want to receive from our beautiful galactic friends, of course. And it's also a reminder that you are going to receive intuition that is going to challenge your belief system, okay? And that is wonderful because then it means that you can purge and alchemize even more of outdated programs from you. And there's one more thing that is quite nice. It's a little bit different, but they say that at the moment there is a very strong portal around love and love in partnership and romance. Talk about the fractal and fractal resonance, and now we are blasted with high frequencies, so we need to alchemize the fractal. And fractal resonance means that we attract other fractals of similar degree of variability. And at the moment, with the quantum dynamic, it means that there is something enhanced in the architecture that is offered to us around a conscious union. Conscious union between people. So we are learning together, we are creating together, and so on. So it means that basically the magnetism coming from our thing at manifesting a conscious partner, a beautiful relationship in your life. Now it could happen. It's a very good incentive to do the work on yourself, knowing that you attract reflections of similar frequencies. It's even more an incentive to actually do the work, right? Because no one wants to attract an asshole. Sorry. Love and light to all beings. So do the work on yours to my reality. Okay, I think that the connection was not always good, so I really thank you for your patience. I have an old phone and I'm looking forward to buying the new iPhone I was told was going to come. Oh, any tips around the 8-8 portal and what we can do? Yes, I love that alignment with Sirius, and as I have mentioned, it is it's the brightest star in our sky, and the Syrian civilization has been present with us for a very, very long time. Them, Pleiadians and Arcturians have been really there since the birth of civilization to teach us, you know, how to evolve from really the primal stage to, you know, start evolving as humans. And then they kind of moved away, like not going to go into all the history of galactic realms and Earth, but now they're coming back a lot because basically humans are ready for the next level of evolution and they're here to help us because they are learning too. So with this 8-8 portal, it is always coming as a culmination of the dynamics that we have entered previously. So it's kind of this tunnel effect that started with the lunar eclipse season in June. The Lion Gate portal in itself is a couple of days from the end of July to the 8-8. 8-8 is the culmination point. So simply observe and set intention. That's as simple as that, actually, what MLK says is like set an intention around certain areas of life where you know that you are ready to grow. So you know that you have been struggling with density, for example, in relationship, or maybe like your situation with money is not like the highest, maybe your relationship with your parents. So observe, keep on receiving increasing intuition, increasing psychic abilities, increasing photon light. Set the intention to open up all your system so you can receive this crystalline frequency. Set the intention that this crystalline frequency shining from the quantum and more especially from the great Sirius star, record yourself so it becomes easy for you to heal and alchemize these areas that you have mentioned and pinpointed, because what MLK is saying is that there is this sense of self-responsibility there. It's always giving and receiving. So we are showing that we are mature humans because we take full responsibility for the situations in our lives and for the way we feel and the way we are. And we do that by basically walking with love and walking with courage through our own shadows. And we are observing, okay, so here, for example, I will share from a personal experience. Here I have observed, that was in the past, not anymore, but that I haven't really been the bigger person in my relationship with my siblings. Like really, I've been pretty bad. Yeah, like really, my consciousness was not there. I was really distorted. My human was always out of balance many years ago. And I observed that. And it's not nice. Oh my God, when I started doing the work on healing and chemizing the relationship with my siblings, it was so dense. It sucked. Because like the mirror that I had in my face was like, fuck, how could I have been like that? And I feel like tears coming. Like, how could I have been like that? How could I have treated them like that and not hear what they were saying over and over again? And then it's like, it's hard, man. It's not easy. But we evolve much faster when we accept the discomfort. When we can okay to be uncomfortable, then we shift much faster because it's like, okay, I really need to see this. Remember that we always do the best we can with what we have, so we do not judge the past self. All of this that is offered as a preparation for the great conjuncture of the 8-8 is be courageous. Be courageous and very humble. Love yourself so unconditionally that you are ready to walk through your own shadows with so much love and compassion that no matter what you find, you have your own back. Because you know, in the end, what we find is only light. There is nothing else. Shadows, it's only a puff of dark smoke. Don't let that scare you. It's nothing compared to your divine light. Nothing. It's like a drop in the ocean. Your light is the ocean. Your shadow is a drop in the ocean. It may be sometimes it's like a big wave, bruff, in your face, but who cares? You know how to swim, metaphorically. So it's a long, it's a long transmission regarding your question. Because what MLK says is that when they see that the human has this level of maturity, courage, and vulnerability, it means that it already opens up the systems to change. It opens up the system to receive more light frequency, more love. It means that the human is ready for the next level of evolution. It means that your human is giving the green light for spiritual evolution. It means that the human wants more soul alignment. And therefore, our galactic team that know us so perfectly are going to be able to send us light, send us sound, send us love even more. And therefore, we set an intention on the 8th of the 8th. I would love it if I could really observe in me and my reality feelings of more alignment, more soul alignment in this area. The dynamics happening all the way to this Lionsgate portal this year, it's really enhancing our intuition and psychic abilities so we can perceive that. So it bypasses our own limitations. So we have this insight, basically. You need to look at this. No, 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 no. You need to look at this. No, 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 no. And then you need to look at this. No, no, no. Okay. I'm going to look at this. So you will observe that more than ever, your intuition really banging at the door. Remember that intuition, I think they are not intuitive, but it's actually because they don't like what their intuition is saying. Look into this. You can't be my intuition. I don't want to go there. It's got nothing to do with what you want or you don't want. It's what of the highest. I'm your intuition, meaning I'm your soul speaking to you. Look into this. You've got this. If you are interested in developing your intuition and psychic abilities all the way to the galactic realms, by the way, I have an amazing online course called The Galactic Intuitive, which is available. And you receive quantum coaching from me once a month. And the other time of the month, it's my amazing quantum coach, Hailey. Abilities, if you are interested, it's the perfect time actually to invest in that if you're interested, because the portals are there to magnify that. Anyway, I send you very, very much love to all of you. I love you dearly. Remember that you are a powerful, powerful soul, that you chose to incarnate of shifting into the age of the Aquarius, so it already shows your power. I mean, like, it's not for everyone. You are here, you're still standing beyond measure. May you align to this higher truth so you can find more peace, trust, and confidence, more inner presence, love, and acceptance for you and your human always. Because together we rise together. I will see you another time during another life. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.